Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin, Sanhedrin 77b, pagination is 154. We're going to start on the third line, but we're making reference to the Mishnah on Amud Beis of the previous daf, right in the middle, Ve'elu Hanehrogin. These are examples of those who are killed by the sword, meaning capital punishment, and the first one on the list is Harotseyach, a person who murdered. So, our Gemara is going to explore the concept that even though there may be many examples of bad behavior, but to be liable for capital punishment, there has to be certain parameters that were met. And it has to be that the murder was done as a murder, and if it developed in such a way, that's not the capital punishment example. These are examples, they're principles, and the thoughts will indeed explore different examples of how this would apply. Amar Rava, Rava said, Dachvol Lebor, a person pushed somebody into a pit, v'sulam bevor, but at the time that he pushed the person in, there was a ladder in the pit, uva'acher v'silko, and someone else came and removed the ladder. V'afilu hu kadam v'silko, even if he himself, the pusher, pulled the ladder out afterwards, potter, he's going to be innocent on a capital punishment level. We're not going to kill him for this murder. Deba'idna deshadye, because at the time that he did his act of pushing the person into the pit, yachal la'alosu, at that time the person was able to climb out. And therefore, the act of murder that occurred here is more backhanded than an active deed. And therefore, the person will not be killed as a regular murder trial. Bezdin does have different opportunities to punish, and sometimes very severely, including capital punishment level. But in a strict legal sense, the person is not liable, again, because at the time that he pushed the person in, person could have escaped. And then he removed the opportunity to escape, but that's a backhanded method. That's not a direct act of murder for which he's being tried. V'omar Rava, Rava taught as well. Zarak chetz utris biyado. A person shot an arrow at somebody, but the person he was shooting at had a shield in hand. I don't know that the shield was positioned necessarily to block the arrow, but since the shield was in his hand, he had the opportunity to move it in a way that would have blocked the arrow. He could have saved himself. Uva'acher v'notlo, and someone came and took the shield from his hand. Va'filu hu kidem v'notlo, even if you figure out a way that he, the shooter of the arrow himself, caused a restraint, caused it impossible for the person to use the shield, potter. Again, he's absolved of murder in this case. De be'idna de shadye be'i mifsek piske girei. Because at the time that he shot the arrow, its power was limited. It couldn't kill him, because we expect him to block it with the shield. And then afterwards, he pulled away the restraint. So that's not an act of murder. And again, the guy is not good. The guy might be liable to some other punishment. But in the strict capital punishment sense, we need an act of murder for which he's being tried. And we don't have that. Va'amar Rava, one more example. Zorak bochets v'samanim biyado. A person shot an arrow at somebody, and the arrow was tainted with a poison, but the person has the antidote, the healing, available to him. Uvo'acheru pizron, and someone else came and dispersed the herbs that would have been the antidote. Vafilu huki demo pizron, even if he himself is the one who spreads the antidote so that it can no longer be used, potter. He is not going to be liable for murder, even though he shot the arrow. De'be'idna de'shadabe, because at the time that he shot the arrow, yachal lehisrapos hava, the person was able to be healed. If we think in a little bit more contemporary example, which God protect us, but if a person would take a snake and bring it to a person, and there's a snake bite, but they have the antidote, they have the kit, but then the person flips the kit away. So there's murder there, but it's not murder in a capital punishment sense that is direct and clear, that we're able to try him on the level of capital punishment. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Hilkach, the result of this discussion is afilu samanim bishuk, even if the remedy, the antidote, is available in the marketplace, that also is going to absolve the person who shot, because in the interim, before the person died, he still had the strength and he could have gone and gotten the remedy, and therefore the act which he did was not definitive murder. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'Rava l'Ravashi, they asked the following question, is damnu lo samonim? Afterwards, they got the antidote, mau, but they didn't take it. Amalei harayatza mebezdin zakai, once there developed an opportunity to heal after the shooting took place, even if the antidote was not known at the time of the shooting, but it became available and it could have been used, that's enough that the person did not commit a definitive murder. And this opens up the entire discussion of, if something changed in the interim, what would the halacha be? A little bit of a more comfortable case is the discussion if a person threw an item, a vase, off the top of a roof, but at the time that he threw it, there were mattresses there, and the vase would have hit the mattresses and bounced off, and nothing would have happened. But someone came and pulled the mattresses away, or pushed a hard substance between the mattress and the vase, so that the vase hit the hard item and broke. So who's liable? Something changed in the interim. Of course, it's a little bit of reckless behavior. What are you throwing vases off the top of a roof? But at the time that it was set up, the vase would not have broken. And these types of things that change after the original act are all things to consider. In the case of capital punishment, it has to be very definitive in order to execute somebody, and that's why these cases are not included in cases of liability. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.